Welcome back to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. In the second half of the show today, we're focusing on youth, well-being, and a brand new project right here in Sherbrooke. The Fondation de Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie has recently inaugurated a new weight training room combined with an emotional release space at the Bowen Rehabilitation Center. This innovative space was designed to help young people channel their energy, regulate their emotions, and build self-confidence in a safe and supervised environment. To tell us more about this initiative and what it means for the youth who will be using it, I'm very pleased to welcome Marie-Yves Bégin, Chief Coordinator at the Fondation de Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie. And we'll start the second part of today's show with a song called Stronger. It's by Kelly Clarkson.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. Think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter, what's that fever?
Today we're highlighting a project that brings together physical health, emotional well-being, and community support for young people here in Sherbrooke. The Fondation de Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie has just inaugurated a brand new weight room combined with an emotional release space at the Bowen Rehabilitation Centre. This unique space was designed with both youth and staff in mind to help young people channel their energy, regulate strong emotions, and build self-confidence in a safe and supervised environment. To tell us more about how this project came to life and what it means for the young people who will be using it, I'm very pleased to welcome Marie-Yves Bégin, Chief Coordinator for the Fondation du Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Marie-Yves Bégin to the Townships at 12. Now, she is the Head Coordinator at the Fondation du Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie, and recently they have been working on a project with ProGym and several other partners, inaugurating a brand new weight training room combined with an emotional release space at the Bowen Rehabilitation Center in Sherbrooke. So welcome, Marie-Yves.
Hi.
Could you describe this new weight training room and emotional release space for our listeners?
Yes, of course. These are two newly developed rooms. We have set up two new spaces. One is a training room equipped with both cardiovascular exercise, such as a treadmill and a stationary bike, and strength training with weights and dumbbell bells. And the second room, which is slightly smaller, is an emotional release space. This is a small area designed to provide an environment with a punching bag, trampolines, and various specific objects that can be thrown and kicked. So these are the two official new rooms.
Okay, sounds good. What was the main need you were trying to address with this project?
Well, the main idea behind the project is to create spaces where the youth can engage in normal activities directly within the building itself. So this helps avoid the need for them to go elsewhere. The goal is to make this space functional, appealing, and engaging. And at the same time, it provides opportunities for on-site social interaction, both between the youth, but with the staff also members. It creates The concept was really originated from both professional and youth, which makes the project resonate strongly with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is physical activity such an important tool for young people in rehabilitation?
Well, we all know physical activity has a really positive impact, both on self-esteem, sense of accomplishment, and of course, both mental and physical health. So with the addition of these two new rooms, and the one specifically for the emotional expressions, the benefits are even greater. It provides really a space for them to recognize, understand, and manage their intense emotions. So altogether, it creates a comprehensive set of benefits for the youth.
So this space definitely helps the youth to manage their strong emotions like anger, frustration, or stress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It really helps them have healthier alternatives. So it's really interesting.
Now, what kinds of changes have you already seen in the use since the installation?
Well, of course, the project is still quite new. So it's early to see all the benefits of these two new rooms. However, we're already noticing that the youth are happy to use these spaces and are talking about them with the on-site professionals. They even ask them to use, which shows that the rooms are slowly becoming part of their routines. So the teenagers are really pleased with the completion of this project.
Okay, sounds like it's a really winning project already. What exactly is an emotional release space and how does it work?
Well, the emotional room is essentially a small space equipped with a few very specific items. Among the items in the room, there is a cushion that the youth can kick. There's a punching bag and the possibility to jump on a trampoline. There are also a few small, very specific and safe objects that can be thrown within a designated area. The youth can use it for a maximum 15 to 20 minutes, but they're never alone. There's always a professional present to observe and to guide them in using the different regulation tools. It's really a moment where they can release and express their intense emotions, but really in a healthier way.
How is this different from a regular gym or a sports activity?
The main difference is how they are used. Like the emotional room is designed for one youth at a time, and they're always accompanied by the professional. In contrast to a training room where it can accommodate several young people at once as they do their exercise. Also, the emotional room is specifically designed for managing intense emotions, and it is used only for really short periods of time. The other difference is the type of activities available in each room, which are different because they're really reflecting their distinct purposes.
Okay. How are youth guided or supervised when using this space?
Well, they're always accompanied by a professional during their time in these rooms to ensure safety and to provide guidance. It also creates really nice opportunity to talk through the situation afterwards and to engage in really meaningful conversation that truly help with their overall emotional regulation and helping promote the well-being. So the room really opens the door for new positive opportunities for connection. So it supports and strengthens the intervention between the youth and the professional on site.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you ensure the space remains safe and supportive for everybody? You said that it's supervised by professionals. Anything else?
There is always a professional in the rooms with the youth to ensure their safety, of course. And the other thing is really the choices of the material and the exercise that we're choosing to make sure everything is safe.
How do staff integrate this space into the young people's daily routines or intervention plans?
Well, the teenagers can ask for the room directly also from the professional. And then when a professional sees a youth having an intense level of emotion, they can talk about it to bring it up, whether it's something that the youth would like to use. But of course, it's always on a voluntary basis. Some youth, it's part of the intervention plan as a tool for emotional regulation. So it's really a collaborative process between the professional and the youth regarding the use of these spaces.
Mm-hmm. How important was the collaboration between the Fondation, ProGym, and the community?
Well, it was very important. I have to say that it's also important to note that the project was originated from the ideas of the youth and the on-site professional. And it's really thanks to them that this project was possible in the first place. And then after, we involve all the other different partners. Their collaboration likely made it possible to purchase various materials for the two rooms. And it also engaged several professionals, such as the unit manager, the educators, and even an occupational therapist to ensure all aspects of the project. So it was really a team work.
Any donations, and what role, if there were donations, what role did they play in making the project happen?
Well, the donations and various partnerships really made it possible to fully furnish the both materials. So it was really helpful to buy all the different material in the different rooms. So the contributions really allowed us to bring this wonderful project to life.
Okay. How does this project fit into your overall mission for youth well-being?
Well, it really aligns with our mission because it was developed together with the youth and the professional. The goal is always to work as a team. We really believe in the impact of this project on the youth health and well-being in this wonderful project. So it really reflects the core purpose of our mission, working all together.
Do you see this as a model that could be used in other centers?
Of course, I think it can be very interesting. It's worth noting that similar projects exist in other regions and we were inspired by them while we adapt certain elements to our own local reality. So I do think it has a positive impact, and I think it could help promote the project, of course.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who thinks a gym is just about exercise and not emotional health?
Oh, the gym is so much more than just physical exercise. It has so many positive impacts, both physically and psychologically also, whether it's for managing stress, managing anxiety, even helping prevent depression. We all know also it's improved concentration, focus, and overall well-being. So we have to understand that all these elements have positive impact on better emotional regulation. They're all together at the same time.
Mm-hmm, so true. What message would you like to send to the community that helped make this possible?
Well, we really deeply appreciate to receive all the support from the community. With this support, we are able to carry out meaningful projects for the youth, projects that come from them, that resonate with them, in which they are actively involved. So it really allows them to have positive, enriching environments.
Okay.
So we thank them a lot, too.
If a young person is listening right now, what would you want them to know about this space?
Well, we have to remember that these spaces were truly created with them and for them. So it's really normal for everyone to express all kind of emotions, especially considering that some of them have difficult past experience. So these rooms are really there to help them both understand and manage their emotions, whether it's through the physical activity in the gym or in the emotional regulation room. So they should never hesitate to talk about it with their workers, so they can use these spaces. And above all, they should never give up. We're always thinking about them.
Okay, wonderful message. Anything else that we left out that you'd like to add, Mary Eve?
I don't think so. It's just positive things for the youth, and I think we just need to carry on our good work.
Okay, well, we thank you very much. We've been talking with Mary Eve Beja today. She is the chief coordinator at the Fondation du Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie. And we've been talking about the recently inaugurated project of the new weight training room combined with an emotional release space at the Bowen Rehabilitation Center in Sherbrooke. So thank you very much and all the best on the project.
Thank you so much for having us. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye. And next up, we have some health news here for you on the Townships at 12. February is Heart Month, which makes it the perfect time to think about one of the most important muscles in the body, the heart. Heart disease remains one of the leading causes of illness and death, but the encouraging news is that many heart problems are preventable. Small, everyday habits can have a powerful effect on heart health. One of the best things we can do for our hearts is to stay active. You don't need intense workouts to benefit. Even a brisk walk for 30 minutes most days of the week can lower blood pressure, improve circulation, and strengthen the heart. Regular movement also helps manage stress, which plays a major role in heart health. What we eat also matters. A heart-healthy diet includes plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats such as those found in nuts, seeds, olive oil, and fish. Reducing salt, sugar, and highly processed foods can help lower the risk of high blood pressure and cholesterol problems. Another key factor is stress. Chronic stress can increase heart rate and blood pressure and contribute to unhealthy habits like poor sleep or emotional eating. Taking time each day to relax, whether through deep breathing, stretching, music, or quiet time, can protect both mental and physical health. Sleep also plays a role in heart health. Adults generally need 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. Poor sleep over time is linked to higher risks of heart disease, diabetes, and weight gain. Finally, knowing your numbers is essential. Blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar levels are important indicators of heart health. Regular checkups help catch problems early, when they are easier to manage. This February, Heart Month is a reminder that caring for your heart doesn't require perfection, just consistency. Small changes made today can lead to stronger hearts tomorrow. Your heart works hard for you every day. This month, take a moment to return the favor. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. That brings us to the end of today's edition of the Townships at 12 here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. My sincere thanks to our guest today, Brenda Hartwell, who joined me in the first part of the show to talk about her debut novel, No Wrong Seasons. And in the second part of today's show, Marie-Eve Beja from the Fondation du Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie, who spoke with us about the new weight training room and emotional release space at the Bowen Rehabilitation Center. If you represent a nonprofit or community organization and you would like to have your announcement shared on CJMQ, or if you have an idea for a future interview, you can email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. You can listen to today's show again on our website a little later today. Just head to our website and look under the Shows tab and look for the Townships at 12. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. I really appreciate you listening. We'll close the show with Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over Troubled Water. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube.
Feeling small when tears are Sail on, silver girl. Sail.